Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Fightful Overbooks Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, May 2nd. We have made it to May already. This month, this year is flying by already. Yeah, it's going to be May. And then 2 days from now, we got May the 4th be with you. So, yeah, got Star Wars coming up. Got a little Star Wars. Maggie, who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Oh, never ask me this question, Rob.
Yeah, well,
never.
I'm a rebel, so
ask me this question. You know, I had I have a friend that once wrote me a Star Wars poem. I don't know if we're gonna get in trouble if I say it during the first 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't remember. You can say it. Like, it's, I don't know how long it is before you get.
Okay. It goes like this. Jedi are nice, but Sith make me come.
Jesus Christ.
Force choke me harder and call me a rebel scum.
Wow. I did not have any. Wow. Okie dokie, artichokey.
That was the best poem ever. I just, you know, because I'm a Sith Lord. Yeah, as you can see, I love Darth Maul. But he's not my favorite character. Never ask me to say what my favorite Star Wars character is. I do have a tattoo of Darth Vader on me.
Yeah. But you should show everybody where that's at.
No. There's not enough money on super chats that could make
I'm sure there is, but yeah,
this can make me show where my Darth Vader tattoo is. So before you ask me how I am, Rob, to hell with everything, tell me how you are, because you were on Spotlight yesterday for the third time. I'm not jealous at all. So you got to hang out with Steven Jensen. Everyone who has followed us throughout our impeccable journey of coexisting, happy to know I have the hugest soft spot for Steven Jensen. And the only reason why we are not married is his immense love for Cody Rhodes. Divorce. That's all I'm gonna say. So you did a show. You guys had also a draft last week that you were excited about. I know nothing about this. So share, you know, everything.
Yeah.
About the draft. I promise I will not look at you with disgust because it's American football and it's fake football because it doesn't exist. I will not. Yeah. So tell me.
All right. So yesterday we just had a good show. We talked about, we talked about WWE direction they're going with. I mean, everything with Cody Rhodes, the whole thing with for the most part, just, you know, kind of like what we do. WWE, just talk about things going on with AEW. We discuss Owen Hart Cup. Like what we plan on seeing. And then, as Steven talked about TNA, Mustafa Ali versus, Mike Santana. And, he talked about like GCW, but yeah, for the most part, we talked a lot about Minnesota Vikings football. They drafted a new player every year. they draft rookies, so new players from colleges that come in, and they are pretty much the future of your team. So people get excited about that, and we had a pretty good draft, I think. But yeah, I'm a big Minnesota guy, so I talked about my Timberwolves, my basketball team. My Minnesota Timberwolves beat our guy SP3's Los Angeles Lakers and Kyler's.
I heard that.
Yeah, so Los Angeles Lakers, Kyler's Los Angeles Lakers too, and so that was a surprise. I mean, I always believe my team's going to win, but
do you?
I always root for my team, but there's always that thing like deep down where it's like, oh, I don't like, you know, type thing. And then last night, like I told you before the show, I went and watched my favorite hockey team, the Minnesota Wild, unfortunately get eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs for hockey. It's okay.
Bastards.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting them to make it very far this year. I was expecting them to make the playoffs, but I wasn't expecting them to have an outstanding year where they make it like very far, because they've had some salary cap issues, and I know you know what that means.
I understood every part of this phrase.
Yeah, that's okay. But no, it's been fun for me. And like, you know, I love sports.
Explain what it means.
Oh, salary cap? So yeah. Teams are allowed a certain amount of money they can spend on their players. Okay. Like as a team. If they go over that, they get penalized. And sometimes they, like, I know, like in the NFL, like if you can't really go like over, from what I understand. And if you do,
over
you
get, what? Who gives them the money? Like
it's a certain, the owners of the team.
What if one certain owner has more money than the others?
It doesn't matter. They have a cap. They can't spend over that on players.
That's communism.
Well, they do it to keep it like fair.
What is this? Soviet Russia? Nazi Germany?
Yeah, it pretty much is. Well, that's a whole different conversation. But no, I mean, that's the thing. It baseball's like one of the only ones, but they have a luxury tax now, which teams can go over, but they have to pay. Like they have to pretty much pay extra money.
So they have money to they have more money to spend on someone, but they have to pay even more money to be able to spend more money.
Yeah, they have to pay the like.
Who's getting all that money?
Usually, it gets. I believe, and I don't know for sure, but I believe it goes into a pool, and then it gets separate, like split, between the teams.
Okay, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I could be wrong about that.
The other American sports, stupid man. What is this?
It's interesting. That's for damn sure. It is very interesting. But yeah, but this is a wrestling show, Maggie. So let's do our super chat intro and let's get going.
Yes. Hi guys. This is a wrestling show. I'm sorry. I just really needed to, you know, crap on American sports. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for spending your Fridays with us or whatever day you decided, you know, to catch up with us. Please, you know the drill. Leave a like on the video, drop your thumbs up. It helps us out a lot. Also, the second thing that is also incredibly, incredibly 100% free that you can do in order for you guys to support us is to leave a comment below after the stream has ended, or if you're watching it later on demand. I have no idea what Rob decided to get up and leave. Probably it was because, you know, I was crapping on American sports a lot. So, yeah, where was I? So, you can leave a like on the video. After Rob came back, thank you for not leaving me.
That was the wrong button I put. So we're good.
Sure. This is the story of my life. So you guys can leave. Men pushing the wrong buttons when it comes to me is just, you know, I'll just move past on right that. Guys, if you want to support us with your wallets and your monies, please leave us a super chat. Is the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign. Also, you can send us a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. We always try to, you know, to make you guys send us Humper Chats because it makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds. And Rob and I are poor. So, I'm not going to Forbidden Door because I'm poor. So, there goes to show you. Yes, please subscribe to Fightful Select. easiest $5.99 you will ever get to spend about wrestling news. A lot of aggregators try to, you know, spin the truth on whatever Sean, Corey, or like a lot of people from our awesome, awesome team are trying to report. A lot of Q&As, Ask Grapsity, Sour Graps. It's I promise you, it's all worth it. Sean drops a lot of contract news. It's Sean's favorite thing to report. So I promise you guys, you will get your money's worth.
Yeah.
Yes, please subscribe to youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked. And please follow Fightful on all of the social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twix, the Blue Sky, and everything. But underlining TikTok and Instagram, please.
Yeah. So, we can let's get started, you know. So it's been pretty quiet wrestling-wise, you know, with, like, for the most part, it's been somewhat quiet. This week had a really good Dynamite, in my opinion. He also had a pretty decent Raw, I thought, you know, with what's going on. And NXT, it's NXT, you know, so you had a...
Yes, NXT is NXT, and I'm pretty pissed off about a lot of things that happened on NXT. Do you just want us to go ahead and start talking about NXT? Because I see throwbacks in the chat. Throwbacks in the chat. And we almost never get to talk about NXT. So
yeah, let's do it.
Metaphor split.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they knew it would piss Kate off.
Yeah. Because like I was the one person who was right up there with Kate because I so miss Noam Dar. He was the one, you know, with the only one left on NXT that has proper NXT UK experience and experience with the Heritage Cup. So the moment Lexus King got that cup, I was so pissed off because he tried to get rid of everything that made the cup special. And for me, the Heritage Cup is one of the last remaining good things about NXT UK, as if they're trying to erase NXT UK from our minds, and I will not stand for that. And so Noam Dar came back, and he beat him for the cup, and now Noam Dar is Heritage Cup champion once again, and he's there polishing the cup in the, you know, in their rooms and everything, in the lounge, and then all of Metaphor come in, you know, Oro and the Meta Girls. And Lash just had to open her big fat mouth. And she's like, oh, I think we need to split. And I'm like, no, say sec. Let's just not do that. Because it's not like we even saw them together for a week. They just came together in order to split up in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is even worse than just the tip. Just what? It's like, can I have nice things? I mean, can I just have Metaphor?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just have, just why?
Yeah, yeah. They're yours.
And like, not only that, but like the Meta Girls themselves are splitting up. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I mean, you have a lot of the female tag teams on your roster, sure, why not split up? And I was just so bummed out. And like, were you a fan of the Metaphor? Because like, they were so silly and like, you know, with the stuff. I'm sorry for the sound for the audio listeners. And they were just silly. I love silly. Not when it comes to the Outrunners, that's a different kind of stupid silly. But like, I love this kind of silly. It has nothing to do with Hogan. thank you, Corey, for that. Thank you.
Corey
so
says
much.
They're going to be Noam far apart now. Jesus.
Thank you, Corey. Yeah. So are you sad, or is it just?
Well, I'm sad that people are sad. You know, that's the thing I look at it was, because they liked it, but it doesn't bother me one bit.
Such a bummer.
Noam Dar's a great wrestler, so I'm interested to see what he does solo-wise. I think the person that'll hurt the most is maybe Oro Mensah. I'm thinking, but we'll see how it goes. You know?
Yes, so. But I'm just... I do not agree with a lot of things. Oh,
yeah. I understand.
But it's like NXT lately. I will be incredibly happy if people say that they're enjoying NXT as of late. As a whole, I preferred Stand and Deliver as a whole to, you know, both nights of WrestleMania because it delivered on all parts of wrestling, and you know, I'm biased when it comes to that. But like ever, like after Stand and Deliver, like a lot of things started happening. Undertaker was on this week's NXT and he was like, "Hey, Oba, I have some dudes waiting for you on LFT." And I'm like, that was so random. Random, man. Like, I know he's a trainer there, and I've never watched that show. Have you seen
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, people like SP3 puts over that show a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I know there's a wrestler that a lot of people are pumped up. I know there's a wrestler that people are pumped up to see, and I forgot her name, but I've seen a lot of highlights of her. Like,
okay,
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but like Undertaker just blatantly being there and, you know, talking to Oba. Okay, that's fine. And people shouldn't threaten Oba. I mean, he will cut a bitch. Just.
Jesus.
I hope he does, because Jesus, for me, easily the future of WWE. If he's not, they just screwed up big time. Big time. So yeah, that's the thing that pissed me off about NXT a lot. Trick Williams being on Rebellion last week. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. I'm still boycotting TNA.
Okay.
Sadly.
Well, I will say this. Go out of your way and watch the Ali and Mike Santana match.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So. I will. How long was it?
Oh, I can't. It wasn't too long, I don't think. I'll look it up, actually, while you still talk here.
Okay. Yeah, I will take your word for it. I will be watching that match. I promise, as soon as I, you know, find time to do that. Because here's an inside scoop, guys. I've talked to you guys about my sister. She has a YouTube channel and an Instagram page and everything. She does, podcasts about plants. She loves planting stuff. She likes taking care of, weeds and flowers and stuff. That's
weeds.
Just such a wrong way to put it. Such a wrong way to put it. Yeah. So we're gonna shoot a video on Tuesday.
Nice.
And yeah, we almost couldn't make it because like for someone who has no children and family whatsoever, I have zero spare time. Zero spare time. And yes, thank you, Corey. Daphne Tries Plants is the handle on Instagram and on YouTube. That if you guys, I know like we have the majority of the people are male here, but like if you guys, you know, want to tell your wives or girlfriends about that, you can drop her a follow. She's incredibly, incredibly, I'm going to try to teach her not to be shy and not to be scared of the camera, because She's pissing me off. So we're gonna try and, you know, do a thing on Tuesday. And she's like, we only need an hour. We'll be done in an hour. And I'm like, it's not like, it's like you don't even know us. Like, it's 3 hours or more every time we get together, the bitch. So, yeah, as soon as I find time to watch that match, I will watch the match. Thank you, Rob.
It's a 20-minute match.
20-minute match. That's perfectly acceptable. I will be watching that. Yeah, so reminder, please, guys, thank you for joining us. Please leave a like on the video, send us a super chat and or humper chats. Thank you. So let's get into Raw.
Let's get into Raw.
The Seth Riders. Seth Riders, yes. I'm sorry for not remembering the Fightful supporter that called them the Seth Riders. I blocked that out. I'm sorry. I will try to remember next time because that is fucking brilliant, man.
Well, it's better than the Dirty Dick Murdoch Riders. So.
Yes, yes, it is. It is. The Seth Riders. So, let me just explain what happened and then you can share your thoughts. Okay?
Okie dokie.
So, Seth came out on this week's Raw and he said that him and his gang are the future of the industry. Sami Zayn came out and said, well, that's a lot of crap. he said that probably Seth was jealous this entire time. And long story short, Seth didn't want Sami to be a target. He loves Sami and he is thankful for him being there with him and thanked him for all his support and everything. But for his own good, as a favor, he would like for him to either join or step down of Raw. Like, yeah. Leave Raw. They can, you know, pull some strings. And then Paul Heyman went backstage and he tried to brainwash Sami into, you know, him moving over to SmackDown, and he guaranteed that he will give Sami a shot at the winner between John Cena and Randy Orton, that we're, you know, the title match that we're about to get for Backlash. We're going to talk later about that. And so at the end of the night, Seth was like, so did you, Karrion Kross was in this segment also. Death Jarrett is a whole new different conversation. Thank you, Soupy. Yeah, so Karrion Kross also appeared here. He was like, I hope you make the right decision. Karrion Kross is so good. It's incredibly, incredibly good. So Sami still said no. He was like, all you're doing right now is dangling your keys in front of my eyes. You know I want to be champion, and you're using this to get your own way. That's gaslighting and manipulation, basically. So Sami said that he never quit in his entire life, so he's not going to do it now. And so he said that he's going to stay on Raw, no matter what. And so at this very moment, Paul Heyman came out with Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker had a match to close the show with Sami. I keep wanting to say Sami Callihan for some reason. Sami Zayn, damn it.
Sami Callihan Zayn.
Yes, Sami Callihan Zayn. So Bron Breakker murdered Sami. The referee had to stop the match. And at the end, Seth Rollins curb stomped Sami. So what do you think of this whole group alliance thingy?
It's interesting. Like, the thing is it's a good dynamic, because one thing that people, like, I know they've been talking about it for a long time, that Bron Breakker should be paired with Paul Heyman. I mean, that's been something that's been rumored.
We ourselves talked about this after last year's WrestleMania, if you remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been something that people have been talking about for a while. So I think that's good. as Fightful Select reported this week, that there were no plans as of WrestleMania to add a extra person. And I think that's good. I mean, they can always add somebody if they want to, but I think for now it'd be kind of good to just go with how they're doing it right now. That's the way I look at it. I know I said this last night, and I think I said it last, maybe I didn't say it last week. The one thing that they need to do, if they want this to work, sorry?
To add a woman?
Well, okay. Something else they need to do then is, yeah, they do. Like, if they're going to add a person, I would like to see that. But what they need to do is, if they want Seth to be a heel, they have to stop with his music. They have to change his music, as much as I like it. Because you can't have the crowd singing along with you. So you got that. The other thing, too, is he has to stop doing the revolutionary, like his normal, like, speech. You can't have the crowd chanting or, like, doing the conversation, you know? Like, you can't do that. Otherwise, you're not doing yourself any favors as far as being a face because if they're repeating you and stuff, they're going to like you and stuff. I mean, we saw with the Bloodline. People would still put their ones in the air and wave them like they just didn't care. So
no one waved the finger. The finger.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, that's my thing. Like, if they want it to be, that's the way I look at it anyways. I think they need to get rid of the music. Because as much as I like Seth Rollins' theme, and the fact that I don't want to hear anything new from Def Rebel, I mean, yeah. It's just one of those things where they got a couple things they need to do if they want to make it a good heel group, if that's their goal, because people are going to continue to cheer them. But we live in a different, like, wrestling, I don't want to say different wrestling society, but we live in a different wrestling era because we get heels being cheered on for one more time. Like, you know, Sami Zayn's beloved, but people are saying, like, one more time. I'm like, man, things are so different now.
Bronson Reed, yeah, also.
They did that with Seth. Like, it, I guess in the long run, it really doesn't matter. You know, people are going to cheer for who they want to. And that's the thing. Like, CM Punk, he's at that level now where he's going to get cheered if he's a heel or not. Like, he's built up that kind of fans. Like, that's the way it is for him. And John Cena, for the most part.
Continue.
Yeah, I was just going to say, John Cena, for the most part, has kind of changed in a way. Like, for people, you have a lot more, I guess, older people cheering for him. And now you have the younger ones not, for now. And I do agree that people will boo CM Punk, but I'm saying the hardcore fans are still going to root for the wrestler. But that's the case anywhere. Like, I mean, even if Hangman Page, when people didn't like him, what he was doing to Swerve and stuff, they still cheered anytime he came out. People are going to love who they love. You know, that's the thing. They're going to love who they love. And that's a great thing about wrestling, you know, so. I mean, look at Domino's Pizza, Dominic Mysterio, you know?
Like, damn it. Oh, yeah. I'm so, people are going to love to cheer for Dominic. I mean, I will always say when I'm wrong, and I will be the first to admit when I'm wrong. And that is a lie because I hate admitting that I'm wrong. But Dominic Mysterio, I don't know if his improvement in the ring and on the microphone and on acting and everything has gotten better over time, or am I just noticing it now?
It's gotten much better over time.
So, because I was so busy hating the guts from Dominic, and I guess I was blind and didn't even see just how good he was getting. And he's just hilarious, man. And like him and Liv Morgan are standing right next to each other while talking to Nick Aldis, who was running Monday Night Raw this week. And she's like, I'm going to need time off because I'm going to film a movie. And he's like, LOL, okay. She's a champion, mind you. And then Dominic was like, and I need time off too. And Nick Aldis is like, well, champions need to work double hard. And I'm like, you just gave time off to Liv Morgan. Yeah. And I'm like, she's right there. And like, those aren't even separate cases. One from the beginning of the night and the other at the middle of the show or at the end of the show. No, they're happening side by side. And why are you acting as if this didn't just happen? And it was just freaking hilarious, man. And I don't like the fact that probably we're going to get Dominic Mysterio and AJ Styles. I'm not a fan of that. But we will be talking about not being a fan of, you know, stuff that we're about to have anyway. But yes, adding on everything that you just said and mentioned about Bron Breakker and Paul Heyman. Yes, I feel like we... by far, we're not the only ones that were talking about Paul Heyman and Bron Breakker alliance even a year ago. I do feel like that this is a match made in heaven because Bron Breakker can be their muscle. He can be the hired help in order to kill people. A gun for hire, you know, and by guns, I mean, you know, hands and everything.
Geez.
Yes. So this means that we will have at some point. Can you just talk while I kill this bug on my?
Sure. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, the thing is well, the way she, it glitched there. She just disappeared. That was crazy. I'm trying to think of the best way to phrase this as far as the, you know what? I'm going to let you finish. Cause I want to, after you're done, it'll take me a while to say what I want to say. So I'll let you finish.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. That was horrible.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, what was I talking about? Yeah, match made in heaven. When it comes to, yes, Bron Breakker and Paul Heyman. I suppose we are going to get Seth Rollins versus Bron Breakker at WrestleMania next year. Apparently, people on the internet think that this is too soon or whatever.
What the hell is the internet?
Yes, the interweb. And so, like, this is weird for me because, let's face it, we just came out of the bloodline situation. And that was not a good storyline because it was 6,000 years long. No, it was a good story despite of that.
Okay. And who knows? They might only be in the fifth inning now.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. You know, the thing is we have to, I don't know where things are headed with this. That's why I think I'm more intrigued because it's something different. That's why I think I like the idea of it. I know some people are thinking, why add another person to it if this works? And I agree with that. They don't necessarily need another person. I would say, I think I saw it in chat. Somebody put Jeff Cobb would be pretty interesting to add to it.
What?
Jeff Cobb being WWE is interesting to me, like in pretty much any situation.
As a whole. Yeah. That's so weird, man.
Yeah. But And I saw another person make a point about, like, if they added a woman to it. And, I mean, that would feel, like, very Death Riders-like, because to me, and I don't want them to go that route at all. That's just me. I don't want it to be the same as Death Riders.
But if they did, who would it be?
Man. Well, shit, that's a good question. I who would it be? I don't know who would be. Pile driver finisher says Roxy. Pile driver finisher also says Eva Marie. So never mind.
Okay, no. Like, let's not listen to Pile driver finisher when it comes to stuff like that. No. Roxy, no. I don't see Roxy. So a part of me can see Cora Jade, but I kind of feel like she needs more time in NXT.
Becky, Princess, Vaz says that as well. A lot of people think Roxanne. I, you know, that's interesting. It'd be different.
Yeah, it'd definitely be different. I really don't want it to be Becky Lynch because...
You know, I know who should... Like, if they're going the route of... Okay, if they're going the Death Riders route, Shayna Baszler is who it should be. If they're going that route. If they go that route. I don't want them to, because then it just doesn't...
Or Natalya.
Ooh. Natalya'd be good. Yeah. Zarya'd be an interesting one, too. Mariah May.
Yeah. Mariah May. Hi, Alex.
Hi. Alexis Cardoza. Who you can catch tonight on the SmackDown post-show with Miss Kate Fabe.
My favorite post-show on Fightful. I've said it a lot of times. My favorite show on Fightful.
Yes.
Yeah. Natalya for me will be a great thing, but like Bloodsport Natalya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bloodsport Natalya.
That's a Natalya I want.
Yes, I want to be perfectly clear when it comes to that. Bloodsport Natalya.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what else on Raw like tickled your fancy?
Okay. So listen, we need to talk about it. Pat McAfee and Gunther.
Okay.
Shout out to our friend Soupy, who, you know, while making, you know, the promo video for this week's show, he did put in this, which was an absolute bummer. I mean, I honestly, just once, I want to be right about something good. Just once, okay? Can we? No. So Pat got on the microphone and, you know, did his old shtick with praising the audience and...
Yeah.
So that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly acceptable. And then he was like, I'm so bummed out that Gunther is suspended. Because, yes, of course, they suspended Gunther after his actions last week. And he was like, I'm bummed that they suspended him because, you know, I want to get my hands on him. He said that he was going to be a loyal friend to Michael Cole until the end of his days. And I was like, yeah, sure, that's, you know, awesome. And then Nick Aldis came out and he was like, I'm going to do something for you. And that is to give you a match against Gunther at Backlash. And I'm like, no, that is Gunther. And listen, I like Pat McAfee. It's just
happy birthday to Pat McAfee.
Happy birthday, Pat. Seriously, I like the guy. A lot of people don't. They want him out of commentary. They say that they're ruining the show for them. They say that he's ruining commentary and everything. I can see that, but like, seriously, the guy's a goof, and I like goofs.
This is the way I look at it. I don't like Booker T, and I will take Pat McAfee any day of the week over Booker T. That's just me. I know some people like Booker. That's me. Like, I just get it. I think what they're doing, and I said this last week, I think this is a way to write Pat off for a while. I think he's going to take some time off.
And is it college football season?
No, but it's coming up, starting in like late August. But I could see him wanting to take some time off. Because okay. I mean, let's be honest, that man is always moving. Like, I'll give him that. That man is always going. So, and I don't know by any means if that's the plan. I mean, hell, it might just be a match, you know, who knows? But I don't see that. I see them doing this for a reason, because why else would they be doing it? But I think this is a way to write him off. And I think we get Corey Graves back on Raw for a while and we go from there.
Yeah.
Or SmackDown. They can switch around if they need to.
Sure. The three person booth on NXT was not working for me anyway. You have two people on SmackDown and Raw. Why on earth would you have three people on NXT? So yeah, I'll be glad to have Corey Graves back again. It's not, I don't know if it's a popular opinion or not. I mainly just see hate towards the guy. But Corey Graves is doing a lot better than a lot of people give him credit for. Seriously. And it's kind of been bugging me. So about the match itself. Listen, again, I like Pat. I loved Pat in NXT. In War Games with Adam Cole. I loved every minute of it. It was entertaining against Austin Theory. Not so much with Vince McMahon at all. But it's... I will always have a high bar when it comes to Gunther. And because probably I'm still kind of pissed off that in my eyes they kind of dropped the ball with Gunther. I don't know if you agree or not, but it's like they kind of made him look like a chump lately. Ever since losing to Cody, it's all I'm saying. And I don't know, like, do you feel that way too, or is it just me being incredibly biased when it comes to Gunther? Listen, why isn't Pat McAfee facing Logan Paul? I know why, because the two of them need a ring general in the ring when it comes to, you know, and they're not that fluent in the ring and they need someone to lead them during the match. I understand that. But for me, that will be incredibly more, you know, entertaining because I would love a car crash.
Yeah. You know, the thing is I look at it as if with Gunther, it's more like, what are they doing? Like, I don't know. The way he tapped out to Jay at Mania. And then the only thing that can give me hope that they fix this is if he just absolutely destroys Pat McAfee quickly. I'm not saying it has to be. I mean, if they want it to go 5 minutes, that's fine, but I would prefer it to be like 2 or 3 minutes, if that, to help get that level of the Gunther we know. Like, I want Gunther to be Gunther, you know. I want him to get that back. I want him to realize that he kind of dropped the ball and he needs to figure it out. And the best way to do that is just destroy everybody and anybody that comes in his way. And that's what I hope they do. Do I think they'll do it? I don't have any idea now because I just don't know like anymore, like when it comes to storytelling. And hell, WWE let go of some writers just yesterday. So I don't even know like what writers they let go. Or creative. I don't know if they're like all writers and stuff like that, but I know they let go of some people in creative. Wow, this is interesting. What if it's like, Clown says he should destroy Pat, but chances are Goldberg saves Pat and we get Gunther and Goldberg at SummerSlam.
Oh, why, man?
I will say this. If he does face Goldberg, I want him to destroy Goldberg.
Two.
Yeah. Do I think that'll happen? No. But
because I feel like this is the only thing that can get that can get Gunther in the right path again.
No. Path well that's what I'm saying. Like if the only reason I would take I don't have interest in Gunther versus Goldberg, but if they were to do it, Gunther needs to destroy him. That's the only way I can accept it.
I'm not interested in any match with.
Well, Goldberg. I'm the same. I'm saying if they do it, like we don't have a choice. You know what I mean? Like we don't have an option.
I understand.
So
yes,
what I'm saying is, if it happens, that's how I want it to happen. I'm not rooting for it by any means.
Of course, the only reason why I would prefer this happening is because I would hope that this is the way to get Gunther back on track, you know, to actually doing something on the program and not, you know, being this. Yeah. I don't know. It's bumming me out. Gunther, I miss Walter. I miss Gunther and everything.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, you know, on that. The, like, we want our Gunther back, you know, that's the thing. Like, yes. It's, there was that, you know, it's just, I'm just at the point now, I just never know, like, with what they're doing, and it's fine. Like, I just, let's see what they do. I mean, I hope he destroys McAfee. Like, and I like McAfee, but like I said, I have a feeling they're writing him off. That's just me. I don't have any idea. I could be completely wrong. This is just what I'm thinking. But basically, what we need, Maggie, is we need a sequel. Instead of how Stella got her groove back, we need how Gunther got his groove back. That's what we need. Gunther needs to get his groove back. Yeah.
Why do I feel like I'm seeing this graphic for the second time on our show?
Because I probably did use it before.
Yeah, okay. I feel like I've seen this.
I probably have.
What this is, by the way.
It's a comedy, like, like rom-com, I think.
Sure.
I just always find it funny because, like, it's just the weirdest title. That's why, like, it's... It's just the weirdest title to me. That's why I think it's always funny to use like somebody else as an example. But we do have two super chats. We have one from our good friend Chris Mueller. He says, "Howdy, y'all. Howdy, partner." Ryan Sullivan says they should team up. Gunthberg. Jesus Christ Almighty.
Never, ever put that out into the universe, Ryan.
Unless you're going to send more money super chat wise, then you can say it as much as you want.
Jesus fucking Christ, if this happens now, I know who to be to blame.
Oh, yeah, well, blame Ryan for a lot of things.
Blame Canada.
Blame anything else you want to talk WWE-wise, or are you ready to move on?
Yeah, the Becky and Lyra segment was pretty good, but the thing that got me was the end. I mean, they were pretty back and forth, and Lyra was like, that whole locker room warned me about Becky Lynch stepping on me in order to get her way. That was the stupidest Irish
thing. Was that Irish? I didn't know what that was.
I did my best. I cannot do an Irish thing. I'm sorry. And I love that Becky was like, there will be no detective work. It was me. I attacked Bailey. It was me. And I thought that this was a nice way for them to steer away from them doing again the Jade Naomi and, you know, whodunit thing. Thank you for, you know, moving past that, because that was already ridiculous that they did it so close to each other.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Sorry, they should bring back Baron Corbin in his Applebee's waiter outfit and pair him with Gunther, and they could be serving Gunt.
I don't know what that means.
That's okay. We're not going to go into that. What rhymes with Gunt?
Is it something naughty?
Well, that's backwards, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my favorite word. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So,
thank you, Corey.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. So the segment ended with, I'm gonna beat you, and I'm gonna prove I'm the better one because I know that I'm the better wrestler, and I'm like, ooh. Because, you know, people online have the notion that Becky Lynch can't wrestle.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know what I say about that, Maggie?
Look at all those chickens.
You know how grown up this girl is now?
Yeah, she's 47. I don't know if that is. I have no idea. How old is she?
She might as well be 47, but I have no idea when.
Oh.
When this was this a Vine?
Yeah.
Okay, I have no idea when this Vine was taken. What century was the Vine a thing?
Let's see here. I'm gonna try to find it because. Let's see here, girl. Now. Let's see here. Yeah.
If she's 47, you're gonna be.
No, she's not even close. But
no, she's not even close. I mean, vines were a thing like in the early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mid to early 2000s, I think.
Okay.
So like 2008, probably 2010.
2025. She's probably 2025.
Oh, that's probably it.
That's probably it. She's not 47.
No. So let's see here. I'm curious now. Now I'm. Yeah, she's probably in her early 20s. It looks like.
Yeah. So guys, if you know the girl.
Yeah, tell her to give us a call.
Yeah, tell her to just come on the show.
Yeah, let her. We want her on the show.
Yeah, we want her on the show. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
You want us to show some pictures of a.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Bum. Oh, there it is. Vine was like 2013. It seems like it was a long time ago. Yeah, it seems a lot longer than that, but he's probably right. Anyways, guys, there's really not a story behind this Cooper effect, or at least if there is, I can't really find it. But I came across this on Twitter the other day, and it's about a 2-minute video, I think, maybe a little less, and it's this groundhog that steals this farmer's crops and eats the food right in front of the security camera.
And not anywhere else.
This is my thing. Yeah. Now that's why that is absolutely correct. You know how things are. I honestly think this is probably staged to an extent. What I think happens is they probably put the food by the camera. That's just me, like, not looking for a conspiracy or anything. That's just for it to be like this all the time. That just makes me think. But anyways, it brought a buddy this time. I can't tell what they're eating there, but so you got that. You got them eating a... looks like a sweet potato, but I think it's a carrot, but I can't tell.
My will to live.
Yeah. So just little, we love animals. There's a carrot. That one's a carrot.
Is not a carrot, man. That is a weird ass carrot. Look at how weird it is. It's long. Yeah, it
looks like a carrot. And
zero girth. Like, what is that?
That's what she said.
That's a perfectly acceptable carrot.
Yeah, and that looks, my eyes suck, but I think that's an apple. Anyway, so this groundhog just likes to steal crops and eat them right in front of a security camera. And while I do think it's, like I said, probably staged,
Rob.
I'm not trying to be. I think everyone out. No, I'm just being a realist here. But yeah, I think it's just hilarious. And there's a video, and I'll try to find the link and post it in the, YouTube chats, where everybody should leave a YouTube comment for us. So in the YouTube comment, I'll leave a link for it. So that way you can go there, check it out, visit the link, and make a comment for it. There you go. Let's go that route. That way we can get some comments on those and help our algorithm, because we could always use that help.
Yes, the algorithm hates us all.
That's probably our shortest and our weirdest Cooper effect that you'll ever get from us, but there you go. But
it's such a wonderful video, by the way.
I'm not doing any justice by talking about it. You have to watch it, because
he looks like a smartass.
Oh yeah, and that's the best thing about it. So that's what I absolutely loved about it. And I knew you would like it because, well, you love animals like I do, and yes. Why the hell not? We need to do this. So it's what is needed, and so we went that route, and it worked well for us. But Maggie, yes. it's time to talk some AEW.
How awesome did Dynamite start this week?
Really good.
I mean, I don't know if you remember, but I was talking about those sweet 8-man tag team matches that open up Dynamites during the pandemic era. And just recently, I told you just how much I missed those, because it was such a wonderful way to open up a Dynamite to make you hyped for the show.
That's because Tony Khan watches this show, and he's like, you know what? Maggie made a good point. We're going to start putting these back on. So there you go. I think you should give credit to yourself there.
Yes. Tony Khan, if you're listening, bring back Wardlow.
That's okay.
Yeah. And please, Tony, move your UK shows to a different weekend. Because of the bank holiday, the plane tickets are ass. And those plane tickets are the main reason why I ain't going this year. So piss off, Tony.
Just take a train.
Choo-choo. From Bulgaria to London, yes.
Yeah.
It will be the fastest thing in the world. It's the cheapest. So, this isn't by accident that every 8-man tag team match that I was referring to during the pandemic featured the Young Bucks and or Kenny Omega.
The Bucks of Youth, yeah.
The Bucks of Youth. The stupid thing is, I don't even have any notes about this match. I have almost no notes for this week's Dynamite. almost no notes for you know the show because I just sat there and watched the show.
Yeah,
it was such a breath of fresh air. Dynamites lately have been killing it. But yeah, that opening match, seeing Kenny Omega wrestle on a Dynamite is always going to be special. And they did have that face-to-face with Okada, and I did not expect them to touch each other whatsoever during this match. But they did. So we got a taste of whatever we're about to see at All In. It was a really, really, really nice way to open up Dynamite. I hope that they do that for the future too. We had no Will Ospreay show this week, but I feel like the dude deserves time off. That's perfectly fine with that. What did you think of the match?
Oh, the match was badass. It was fun. It was good. You had a good little spot with Ricochet and the baldness of
oh my god, with the Matt Jackson in the arm.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed it. You know, anytime you can get a laugh or a smile out of a match, you know you're doing good. So we got that going on. And you just had a great match. You had 8 wrestlers that are effing awesome, you know, like what else could you ask for? I mean, really. And they give them time, so they get to put on excellent matches because they get time and they don't, I'm not like, we both know, everybody that watches the show knows that we love WWE, but what's great about AEW is we don't get the 745 different like promos. Like when I'm talking promos is I'm talking about things we've already seen, you know, like that's what I'm talking about. Like,
exactly.
Like replays and highlights. We don't need that as much. And they get longer matches because of it. And
they also have 2 hours, and they're trying to do the best with those 2 hours that they have. And I understand the problem with people, because with people not liking the opening match that we got, because it got a lot of time. It got a lot of time. But like when you think about it, those are 8 people in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they put on a freaking banger. So
they did. They did.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting, like, it's the stupidest thing when people just want to do those mental gymnastics and say that the Young Bucks can't wrestle. It's always pissing me off, man.
Yeah, like, it's, when people say that, I'm convinced that they're just blind.
Yeah.
They can't wrestle is like me giving advice to people that want to be sprinters or marathon runners. Doesn't make sense.
What's at all. Yeah. We did get to see that Samoa Joe versus Moxley in a couple of weeks will be actually a steel cage match. Silent steel
Chicago.
Cage.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Hell, I think AEW has been to Chicago less than WWE has this year. How crazy is that?
Well, because a lot of people were like, hey, Tony.
Tony.
Just stay away from Chicago for a while. And I do feel like that's not a coincidence because of, you know, the whole CM Punk thing. And well,
that could be, maybe.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I never understood what that weird ass boner that Tony Khan had for Chicago
was. Well, he's from there, really. Well,
so like,
I don't know. I mean, I look at it this way. I look at it this way. If I owned a company and I lived in Minneapolis, I'd probably bring my company there quite a bit too. You know, it's just,
what, and plus Chicago, you have a place to sleep. Why?
No, it's just like, the thing is about Chicago is you're guaranteed a good house. You know, like when I say house, a good good crowd. Yeah, but
not if you're there like 20 times a year.
No, but I'm talking like the big shows that he does. Like, I mean, you get, that's what I mean. Like the All Ins and or All Outs rather. Yeah, wait, All In? All Out. All In.
All Out.
Is it? Okay. All Out. See, Jesus, thank God somebody's here. Yeah, because of the All Out shows and stuff like that. And
you know, the original All In was in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I just, like, the name got to me for a second. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So All Out. And,
yeah.
And you had that excellent, was it the first revolution in Chicago too?
Was it though? Wasn't it in Chicago?
The excellent Young Bucks versus Hangman.
No. I understand what show you meant, but was it in Chicago?
I believe so. I don't.
You can check. Yeah, Revolution 2020. They had, you know, the whole neon bracelets in yep. the audience.
Wintrust Arena.
Okay.
Chi-town.
So for a couple of people that have no idea what they ate today. We remember the weirdest things, man.
Yeah.
You and I. That's a whole different thing. Yeah, and we did end up the show with Hangman Adam Page versus Kyle Fletcher. The Owen.
Yeah.
The Owen semifinal.
How about that? Like, Tony Khan just completely booking for you right there.
Yeah, it's that graphic is terrible, by the way.
It's not the best. You got our guy,
not the best.
Bill Ospreay taking on Hangman Adam Page.
Yes, because Hangman was able to beat Kyle Fletcher at this week's Dynamite during the main event. What a match this was.
What a match, what a match, what a mighty fine match.
Okay. By all means, I understand.
Okay.
By all means, I understand that Kyle Fletcher is absolutely the future of the company. But for now, Hangman is the history of AEW. And I kind of maybe even want to see him beat Will Ospreay. I don't know.
What the hell happened to you?
I have no idea who to root for in this match. And listen, Will Ospreay had that whole thing with recently with Gabe Kidd on Twitter. And I'm a bit pissed off because I do see Will Ospreay taking on Gabe Kidd at this year's Forbidden Door. And by itself, this is a huge match. And it's going to be even better if it's for the AEW title. But listen, a part of me still feels like Tony Khan is extremely married to his idea about Darby Allin dethroning Moxley. And I think I don't think that they want Will Ospreay beating I don't think that they want John Moxley pinning Will Ospreay right now.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to have a problem with Moxley pinning Hangman because we've seen it before.
I don't think Moxley's pinning Hangman. I think Moxley's losing that title.
Yeah, that's the thing. A part of me still feels like Tony Khan is still married to the idea of Darby being the one to beat Moxley.
Ugh.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like it at all because you guys know damn well by now I do not like Darby Allin. And when it comes to AEW history, if you want to be defending AEW as a, you know, as an idea, the right people to beat Moxley for the championship are Hangman or Kenny. I don't see any other person beating Moxley for the championship. I do remember that they tried to put Will Ospreay in the situation when he was like, I'm trying to take the title off of the Death Riders, or, you know, helping everyone with the Death Riders, but I'm still dealing with the Don Callis situation, you know, back when he was still dealing with Don Callis' family and everything. And I was like, when did you try stopping the Death Riders? When did that happen? Because I sure as hell didn't know that you were about to do that. So maybe they can do that into a storyline too. But
don't we always catch a strays on this show?
Yes, I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm not in the demographic that is right for Darby. I've mentioned this numerous times on our show. What fascinates me about Darby is, okay, not only his zero fucks given when it comes to his well-being, not that. What fascinates me about Darby is that the gimmick that he has cannot possibly last forever. What fascinates me is what this character transforms into in time, in 5 years or 10 years. What does Darby Allin look like in 10 years? His character, his gimmick, what is it in 10 years? This is what fascinates me right now. And in my eyes, this isn't something that should be fascinating you right now when it comes to a wrestler. I'm not captivated. His wrestling isn't for me. I'm not saying that Darby Allin is a bad person. No, I'm not saying that. It's just not for me. And I don't want to be the one to dethrone Moxley. If I have to be 100% honest here, it should be Eddie Kingston. I mean, it's gonna be real pity if Moxley gets beaten for the title before Eddie Kingston can give him a lot of crap for.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Kingston was absent throughout his entire heel run, Moxley. And
yep.
I'm incredibly sad about that. But we have no timetable about Eddie Kingston. His injury was incredibly tough and gruesome, so I don't know when we can expect the guy. But huge pop the minute he comes back.
Oh, God. Like, depending on where they are, that'll be just absolutely huge.
Absolutely huge. So tell me everything that you're thinking about. Hangman versus Kyle, the Owen final, and Moxley and everything.
Yeah, the Adam Page Hangman versus Fletcher was a good match. I enjoyed it. They beat the hell out of each other. Fletcher is the real deal, like in the future. I mean, future champion for sure. The match just kicked ass, all kinds of ass. And I think the right guy won, you know, so there's that. And Double or Nothing, we're getting a match that a lot of people have been wanting. I've been wanting it. Those two have never had a singles match ever. And they've been in tag team matches in New Japan, but they haven't been in one AEW match together. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's going to be good. Like, this match is going to be good. This is a match that I'm looking forward to the most at Double or Nothing. I think everybody else would be like, no shit, Captain Obvious, but I mean, that's a match I'm looking forward to the most. The Owen is a great tournament. I actually wish they would expand it, like have more people in there, but I also understand why they don't. The Mercedes and Mercedes and Jamie Hayter is going to be pretty solid too. I think this is a good way to get Jamie back into the fold, like per se, because it seems like she hasn't really been the same since she got injured. You know, like when she left, she was just like this. Just, I mean, we know she's a badass, but it seems like that's kind of gone away from her. And I think this is a way to get her back to that. Now, I do think that.
I hope so.
I do think Mercedes is winning, though. That's just my thought process behind it. But yeah, I've enjoyed it. I like everything that's been going on with the booking there. As far as like Jon Moxley goes, I don't, that title, he's going to lose that title at All In.
All In, yeah, in Texas.
Yeah, All In. Yeah, he's going to lose that title there, in my opinion.
I mean, he better. It's just.
And I think you said who's going to be the first, or maybe somebody else said it in chat, who's going to be the first person to be Hangman's challenger, or maybe Will Ospreay's challenger if he wins. I don't know. If Will Ospreay wins, I don't know who his first challenger be. It'd be interesting if it was Will Ospreay, or excuse me, it would be. Oh, well, you'd love that. And I would love that too.
I'm going to die.
Swerve would be a good option, but. In a way, but then I also don't want it to be Swerve because I want it to. The thing is when you have a pay-per-view match after a champion wins, you pretty much have a feeling that the champion's going to retain. I mean, you just.
Cena Orton.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I look at it. That's why I don't get too pumped up about it.
By the way, you're such a ass kisser.
Yeah.
You were on the spotlight with Steven, and you're like, oh, well, at the end of the year, when Cena retires, Cody will beat him for the title.
And no, Cody will beat him for the title.
No!
Yeah, Cody will beat him for the title, because he's going to pass the torch.
Fuck your torch, man! You can shove it up your ass!
I can't. I'm not into that.
Gonna stink, and Steven's like, oh, you're such a genius, and I'm like,
but that's just my opinion. I think Cena will, that's how Cena will pass the torch, and give it back to,
watch your mouth.
Well, who do you want him to give it to?
Well,
I prefer AJ Styles. I prefer to go to AJ Styles, but that's not gonna happen.
That's not happening.
As long as it's not Logan Paul, I'll pretty much take anyone
else. Gunther, Carmelo Hayes, Bron Breakker.
Bryn says, Cena's not going to pass the torch. He's going to burn Cody with it and leave with the title. I think, I don't know. We'll see. But anything else you want to talk about, Maggie? Are you ready to call it?
Yeah, I just wanted to call you out.
Call you out being an ass kisser. Okay. Maggie, plug your shit.
I mean, it's understandable why Steven likes you more than me. So, listen, if you're not Pedro Pascal, I'm not kissing your ass.
Well, you're doing more than that if you're Pedro Pascal, though.
Okay, guys, you can follow me on Twitter or Twix or whatever you guys want to call it. And at Maggie_IK on Instagram, at Maggie.IK, and on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK. You're the weirdest thing ever. Please, like, guys, on your way out, please leave a like on the video and leave a comment below.
I gotta check the Humper chat.
Robert.
Thank you.
Let's, Robert.
Well, you have been checking it like throughout the show, and all of a sudden I forgot to. Let's see here. Soupy sends us this Humper chat. Thank you, sir. He said it took quite a bit of time to get him to get them on TV and AEW, but I can't imagine AEW without Mark Briscoe now. He's a mainstay now. Also love you guys. Buddy, we love you more than you know.
We adore you, sweetie. So way, way more than you know. Yes. But Mark Briscoe, yes, I do. Thank you for reminding us. Thank you, sweetie. It's such a pity that it happened the way it did. But at this point, really, Mark Briscoe has turned into, you know, a really important part of AEW Dynamite and or Collision right now. Okada did pin him to win the 8-man tag match that opened up this week's Dynamite. But it's just, in my eyes, Mark Briscoe will never look weak.
In my eyes. Nothing there from throwback. Should be so.
From who? What happened?
Soupy said throwbacks. Soupy said throwback. Yeah, let me rephrase this. Soupy said that throwback sent in a Humper Chat, and I don't see it. I'll refresh here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see it in here. Yeah, if you did, if throwback's still listening, you can just put it in chat, buddy, and I'll read it. But I don't see the Humper Chat. So we'll keep it. Go ahead and plug your shit.
Yeah, as I was saying, I already plugged my shit. Thank you guys so much. But please drop a comment below after you're done watching the show. It helps out a lot with the algorithm because the algorithm hates us. We have a lot of shows on this channel. And on the main channel too. So this is why, you know, we need a lot of help when it comes to likes and comments after, you know, our shows are done. And we will never stop bugging you guys about it.
No, there's nothing in here. Nothing in here. If he's still listening, you can tell us what it is, and I'll just read it.
Yeah, if throwback's here, just sweetie, just say what you said in the Humper Chat. We're absolutely totally fine.
Yeah, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob and on Threads at Fightful Rob. And you can catch us here every Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern, except for May 23rd. Is that right?
Yes, thank you. When at May 23rd, the Friday, we are going to have the show on Thursday, the day before.
So the 22nd.
The 22nd of May, we will be having our show on a Thursday. Please, guys, mark your calendars. I'm so sorry. But I will be working on a Friday night. I'm going to fucking barf. It's going to be so weird, man. I hate it. So... please, yes, we will be reminding you throughout the weeks about that show. But yes.
So I'm going to give it a few more minutes before we go, but, tonight on Smacketh Down, they've announced, obviously last week they announced The Miz versus, Aleister Black returning.
We did get Aleister Black, back.
We got to talk about Miro too, or Rusev.
Yeah, Rusev was back last week, and because of everything that happened throughout WrestleMania week, I just completely spaced that out. So Rusev is back, Aleister Black is back, and Aleister Black is back with that's the hardest thing to say, by the way. With his old presence and his old entrance theme and his in-ring entering with the rolling, you know, front roll thing. And I love this so much. And Zelina Vega won the United States Championship from Chelsea Green. I still have no idea how to feel about that. But Zelina finally having a championship is kind of awesome. And she was hugging Aleister Black backstage and everything. I feel like Aleister will have a really, really quick thing with Miz, and then he's gonna move towards Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner Carmelo Hayes. the most ridiculous chain that The Miz gave him last week. The most ridiculous thing, I swear.
Scott George, thank you for watching, my friend. And I know he was in the chat last night for the spotlight. I appreciate that. He says Rusev versus Otis is on Raw this week. That is true. So got that going on.
Christ, man. So good. Yeah. Shout out to everyone in that TLC match on last week's SmackDown. I understand that a lot of people were extremely pissed off that this match wasn't on WrestleMania. I was not. The match was incredibly good, and it gave SmackDown a purpose. Because Rob and I are here every Friday bitching about SmackDown being 3 hours. And it's the stupidest thing. And I hate a three-hour SmackDown. It is so incredibly pointless. And this match gave it meaning. So I adore the fact that this match was on SmackDown. It was incredibly good. Got out of your way and watch it. And it is a match of the year candidate for me now.
It was a hell of a match. It was really good. And that's what I said that on the spotlight last night. I could see people being upset that it wasn't on WrestleMania card, but I look at it that, hey, they got a lot more time to put in a better match. And that's what I like. And the thing is, they went all out. Basically, that was their message to say Triple H, hey, next year, give us the freaking time and let us do it. Because there's no reason. Again, it goes back to the video highlights and stuff. We don't need that much. Give us the in-ring action. You don't have to put 45 matches on, but you can give us more than six if you want, or seven.
Absolutely.
So, come on. And that match would still get people talking about it. That's my thought process behind it. So,
I'm sorry. It gives you a purpose to watch the show. Yes. And put reasons on your shows for people to watch the show. Otherwise, why would you care?
Yeah. And Brent says, shout out to Joe Tessitore on commentary for his TLC match Yeah, he was great. He's added so much to the product, WWE in general. I think the guy's great. But yeah, he added a lot to that match, and so that's good. Maybe I'm gonna check through here to see if maybe he left his question in here instead of just about kind of resemblance to country. No, that's not it. I don't see anything. Throwback, if you're listening or if you listen to this later, just message me and I'll have Sean read your super chat or humper chat on Monday. Otherwise, I'll read it next week. So,
yes.
But,
yes. And yes, Pile Driver Finisher, we will always be waiting for a throwback.
Yep.
Throwback, Pat is a huge friend and he's been the supporter for the show throughout the beginning of the show, and we did, Rob and I both started on his own show, Wicked Crazy Pinfalls. So we will always be loyal to Throwback.
Yeah, so it's time to probably just wrap it up now because I don't see anything. But guys, want to say thank you so much again for joining us for today's show. We had a lot of fun, and we are so grateful for you guys to be able to watch us because of you, we get to do fun stuff like this, and we appreciate that the hour and a half you give us, just because we just absolutely love doing this, and that it means a lot to both Maggie and I. And I just want to say thank you again. And
sacrifice.
It took me a long time to get there, but I had to get there because anything else would be uncivilized.
You were doing so good.
No, you don't. Well, Maggie, I could say this.
Happy anniversary!
Or.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
Should I call it? Okay. Okay, now I'm done. Guys, we will see you next week for another episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, and talk to you later. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.